papers beside the fire. Deep contentment and happiness with my husband, Will. When 5 o'clock came around and I had to get ready for work, it was difficult to tear myself away. It was cold when I stepped out the front door onto the Thames embankment path. The setting sun glowed above the red brick apartments on the other side of the river, and the water took on an inky quality in the dusk. I turned back to the house, where Will stood in the upstairs bay window, his messy chestnut hair glowing in the light from the bedroom. He wore his Sunday sweats with an old Nirvana hoodie and cradled a small white cat in his arms. Luna was a stray he'd been feeding, and we'd just had a discussion about putting in a cat flap. But as with all our discussions, I had to cut it short to go to work. He blew me a kiss and made Luna wave her paw. He looked so content. Deliriously content is how I'll always remember that last view of him. I waved and then set off at a brisk pace to the tube. I could hear the sucking sound of the current rushing past as the tide turned and the wind came slicing at me across the water. I hunched down, shivering in my fleece. Next week the clocks would be going back, which meant my commute to and from work would soon happen in darkness. It was time to dig out my winter coat. We lived in a terraced house on a quiet riverside mews in Bermondsey, which is a ruinously expensive place to live. Will comes from a wealthy family, and the house was our wedding present. My mother gave us a set of steak knives, which gives you some idea of the difference in our backgrounds. Of course, I'm very grateful for such a generous gift. Will and I have been married for 24 years, but his mother, Morel, is happy to keep reminding me of her generosity. It was a short walk to Bermondsey Tube Station, and the train was quiet as I rode the 4 stops to Westminster in an empty carriage. I thought about Luna the cat and the whole thing with the cat flap. I could imagine Morel's conversation with Will. "William, Maggie never wanted children. Surely she can't object to a cat." Or, "William, I'm happy to pay for a cat flap. God knows I would have been happy to pay for a nursery if she'd ever given me the chance." The subject of children has cast a long shadow over our marriage. The truth is, I never wanted children. And nor has Will. I met him at medical school 29 years ago. And when things started to get serious between us, I made that element of our lives together very clear. I'd wanted to be a doctor for as long as I can remember, and over the years, as I've risen through the ranks to become a senior registrar, I've never regretted my decision. But as we've grown older, and Will changed his career from forensic medicine to property design, I've sensed that his position has shifted. He's seen his older brother, Hugo, have kids, and his sister struggled to conceive for a long time. And Will comes from the kind of family who puts a great deal of emphasis on leaving a legacy. I'm now 47, and my time to conceive naturally, without IVF, has pretty much passed, which makes me feel relieved. We were due to visit Morel the following weekend for lunch at her house in the country. The inevitable cat conversation would, no doubt, turn to the subject of children. If I objected to the idea of adopting Luna, it would be further evidence for Morel of my dislike of children. If I agreed, would she think it was the final nail in the coffin for her wish of us having a family? I knew she still harboured hope that I'd come around and think about having IVF. Talking to Morel was like playing chess at the grandmaster level. She always seemed several moves ahead. I needed to know what Will was thinking, so I didn't walk into an ambush. Despite it being cold and dark, Westminster Bridge was busy, and I seemed to be the only person crossing north against a tide of tourists taking photos. The cold air blasting off the river made my eyes water, and just as I looked up, Big Ben chimed the quarter hour. The glowing clock face and the towering row of windows in the Houses of Parliament blazed yellow and were reflected in the water. Even though I made this journey every day, the northerner in me still